Ross K. Baker is Distinguished Professor of Political Science at Rutgers University. He received a PhD from the University of Pennsylvania, was a research associate at the Brookings Institution, and has served on the staffs of many members of Congress. Okay, Ross, you know, you're our congressional expert as well as our presidential expert. So tell me, let me start by asking you, how is the new Democratic House doing?
Well, I think it's kind of a mixed record. They managed to pass their signature promised legislation called H.R. 1, which is a very large, complex piece of legislation, making it easier for people to vote and making registration easier, eliminating the need for picture IDs and things like that, a number of things designed to basically reverse the Supreme Court decision in the case of Shelby versus Holder, which really basically gave a number of these states and congressional districts, which had been guilty in the past of blocking African-American voters. So, but of course, it still got to pass the Senate, but it was a big achievement. On the other hand, there was a big intramural fight this week, which was quite nasty. And that involved a number of statements made by a freshman member from Minnesota named Ilhan Omar, which were interpreted by a number of people as being anti-Semitic or kind of veiled anti-Semitic allusions, which did not go down well with her colleagues. So there was a tremendous pushback. She did apologize, but then she followed it up with another comment, which could arguably be interpreted as anti-Semitic. So what happened was that a resolution was prepared to condemn anti-Semitism, but then members of other minority groups and various other groups of individuals who'd suffered discrimination of one kind or another wanted a statement broader than one that simply condemned anti-Semitism. So they threw in racism and homophobia and included in the group Pacific Islanders and LGBTQ people. So, but it seems to have gotten them over this particular crisis. But it's clear that this new that some of the members of the new class in the 2016 in the 116th Congress are going to be pretty vocal, pretty outspoken, and it's pretty likely that they're going to step on some toes.
Well, it does seem to me that Speaker Pelosi had her hands full on this one, particularly since she said an outrageous, well, I don't want to say falsehood, but whatever, in which she said, well, you know, this really isn't about the Muslim congresswoman. It's really about things in general. Now, everybody knew that wasn't true, but she said it, and she seems to have gotten away with it.
Well, there were a lot of things that were said by people in leadership, which I think were really perhaps maladroitly spoken. James Clyburn, who's the third-ranking member in the Democratic leadership, came up with a rather bizarre apology for Ilhan Omar, saying that, well, her experience as a Somali refugee and having spent 4 years in a refugee camp in Kenya is a far more up-to-date experience than those people who went through the Holocaust 75 years ago.
Oh, my God.
And clearly, I think the minute you know he uttered those words, it was sort of an invitation for people to ridicule it. I think rightly so.
And extraordinarily, of course, Donald Trump didn't wait long and said, you know, the Democrats hate the Jews, and saying they hate the Jews, and I don't know why any Jew would vote for a Democrat.
Right. I say what the president said was false on the face of it. American Jews vote overwhelmingly Democratic. There are a number of Jewish members in leadership positions in the House of Representatives. But, Nita Lowey is the chairman of the Appropriations Committee.
Elliot Engel.
Elliot Engel on foreign affairs. There are a number of very, very prominent Jewish members in the House of Representatives. The president is just dead wrong on that.
Let me go back to Omar. Is it your sense that she'll keep on doing this, that people like Cortez will come along and say, you know, she's a good person, and sort of give her a free check on this, and then we're going to be off to the races? Could this endanger the presidential prospects of the Democrats going forward?
I think there's a real danger in that. And, you know, I think it's incumbent upon Speaker Pelosi to really impose some discipline on these new members. I cannot remember a time in which freshman members of the House of Representatives were basically setting the agenda for one of the major political parties. And I think that Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is a very bright woman. She is very gifted as far as social media is concerned. But she's not Henry Clay. She's not Sam Rayburn. She is inexperienced as far as the House is concerned. And, you know, the House of Representatives is a very complicated organism. It is very, very rule-oriented. It's very leadership-oriented. It's very difficult to run an institution with 435 members, all of whom are free spirits. It just doesn't work. It's not, you know, the House of Representatives is not an exercise in participatory democracy. And leaders have to lead. And sometimes leaders have to crack down on members who get out of line. And I think that both Representative Omar and her colleague from Michigan, Representative Tlaib, are people who have gotten out of line in recent weeks.
So, Ross Baker, in the end, this is a very big minefield for the Democrats, and we only have a minute.
Well, it is. I mean, then you throw in, of course, Bernie Sanders, who, of course, is a Democratic socialist and states it proudly, which you know is certainly a credit to his integrity. But you know, the word socialist, you know, throws a fright into many people. President Trump picked right up on it. And that becomes something of a problem as well. You know, there's some data that shows that the term socialism isn't quite as frightening for younger voters or younger people. But nonetheless, it's something that the Republicans are going to use with great enthusiasm during the campaign.
You bet. Ross Baker, Distinguished Professor of Political Science at Rutgers University. When we come back, I'll ask you about some wall somewhere.
Okay.